Show Me the Science with Professor Luke O'Neill.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to my Show Me the Science podcast, where every week I pick something that I'm really interested in. Now, people have asked me, actually, I was in Germany last week at a conference, and some people are listening to my podcast in Germany. What a thrill that is. Now, they are scientists, and they know me as an immunologist, and they must have stumbled into it somehow. But one of them asked me, how do you do it? I said, look, I come across something, and it might be in science or nature, or it could be in popular science, which, by the way, is a great thing to follow on X, popular science. That's the best, I think, site to follow scientific breakthroughs. I also look at the papers and read The Guardian. Science is really good. And I find something, oh, that's interesting, and I might know a bit about it already, and then I begin to dig into it more. And this week, ultra-processed foods and how they affect your health and especially your immune system. Now, I am an immunologist, so anything that's immune-related I find interesting. But this one is actually quite a serious, important topic. We're eating far too many ultra-processed foods, and it's damaging our health in all kinds of ways. And it's actually turning out to be very harmful. And, of course, lots of science is happening around this. Can we stop people eating ultra-processed foods? Can we change the processing to make the food a bit more safer for our health? But of course, I suppose very importantly, how exactly is this type of food that's ultra processed damaging us? Because if we could maybe, you know, stop that, that could be a very beneficial thing. And all the evidence, of course, says it's bad for us. Now, there's a very interesting point here, though, more generally. And again, any regular listeners will know this. Causation, correlation can be a problem. Just because you're eating ultra-processed foods and it's making you sick, it doesn't mean it's the food that's causing that. It could be something else you're doing. And people who eat ultra-processed foods, maybe they take less exercise, maybe there's something about their lifestyle that's a bit different, who knows. So that's an issue with this area, to be honest. It's very correlative. In other words, they've studied people who have a diet riddled with ultra-processed foods, and lo and behold, they aren't very healthy. But does that mean that the ultra-processed food is causing this? Now, it probably does, because there's so much circumstantial evidence. There's also stuff in animals that I'll explain that would support this. But still, we must keep an eye on this correlation, causation business as scientists. It's something to keep in mind, because you can get biased, you know. So this is what I'm going to touch on this as we go through it. Now, of course, the fast-paced life that we're living, we're all sticking stuff in the microwave, aren't we? You know, and that's processed food, remember. In the old days, it was opening tins of stew, but now you can lob fantastic range of foodstuffs now, and we're living a very fast life. So the increased consumption of ultra-processed foods is a real feature. And now the evidence is it's causing obesity, heart disease, strokes, autoimmune disease, and any kind of gut disease seems to be tied into this overconsumption of ultra-processed food. And the headline I came across, actually, as part of this was, there's been a big meta-analysis done. Now, what that means is they look at all these different studies that are independent of each other and try to get to a bottom line, right? And 39 separate studies were analysed, and lo and behold, it holds up that this business of eating ultra-processed food ties into all these health problems. Now, let's define what it is, because as scientists, of course, we must define what we're talking about. A food that's not processed is a carrot, right, or an apple. Food in its natural state. That's what regular food is, I suppose. Processed food means you've done something to it. Now, any kind of manipulation is called processed, you know, even if you chop up a carrot, you're kind of processing it a little bit. But what ultra-processed means is you're adding stuff. And you're adding salt, sugar, oils are added, colouring, flavouring, all that kind of stuff. Salt itself is a processed thing, remember? I mean, when we discovered salt, adding salt to food millennia ago to preserve it, but that was a type of processing, remember, because you're changing the natural state. So salt is still a major factor here, as is sugar, of course. But another big one, of course, are these unnatural chemicals, the colourings and the flavourings. That really is ultra-processed food. So that's how we define it. Food that's been manipulated or has been added to, or even you could say adulterated, because the natural food is the best, of course, is what it is. Now, here's the science, more science for you about how damaging this can be. The French, God bless them. Now, they're big gourmands, of course. Food in France is so important. But they've looked at 100,000 French adults over a five-year period and looked at their rate of consumption of ultra-processed food. And there was the data. Increased heart attacks, increased stroke, right? But again, it's observational, it's correlation, causation. It's one of the strongest studies out there to say this is really bad for you, 100,000 French adults being examined. And when they dig into it a bit more, and the French study talks about this and subsequent studies, where would the damage be? So if you eat, say, a microwavable meal, we won't name any in case we're in trouble, or you eat a big amount of fast food, right? How exactly is that damaging you? Well, it's in the gut. This ultra-processed food, the chemicals it contains, is damaging the gut. And in particular, it's damaging the microbiome. Now, in your gut, as you may have heard me speak about before, you have loads of bacteria. Trillions of them are living in your gut, in your colon, in your intestines. And they're very important for our health. If they get disturbed, that can damage the gut. And that seems to be a big place where ultra-processed foods are acting. They're damaging the microbiome. And there's evidence for this in animals. There's some evidence in humans as well of ultra-processed food damaging the microbiome. Now, you'd love to know what that damage is. And again, they're getting closer to understanding that. And the gut composition, the bacteria that are in there, are changing. And there are certain bacteria that are very beneficial and they begin to die off. And they think that might be part of the problem. And the beneficial effects of these bacteria, they're making natural chemicals that protect the gut. And a really good example are things called short-chain fatty acids. Certain bacterial species make those, and they're really good for your gut. They stop your gut being leaky and stop leaking into your blood, which can be damaging. They suppress inflammation in the gut as well. It's the inflammatory process in the gut that's really damaging us. They can also limit the risk of colon cancer and tumours growing there. So you can see now, if you take ultra-processed foods too much, and you're changing that microbiome and you're lowering these beneficial natural bacterial chemicals, then you could get into trouble. So I think a lot of it's to do with damaging the gut microbiome. And then the second aspect is, of course, the immune system. And there's evidence that ultra-processed foods are damaging to the immune system. One of the best examples I think we have is a good friend of mine, an immunologist called Vijay Kusharu. Now, Vijay works in Harvard, very eminent. He did a paper a few years ago now on salt stimulating a type of the immune system called Th17 cells. Now, Th17 cells are very inflammatory, and it turns out that salt can give them a kick and really get them going. And maybe that's why high salt can link into autoimmune disease, because you're activating T cells to become too active, and those your own T cells begin to turn on your own body and provoke autoimmune responses. So there's an immediate example of high salt being bad for you and triggering these Th17 cells. That's a good example. The second one is getting back to the gut again. The short-chain fatty acids, they can limit the inflammatory process and turn off the inflammatory part of an immune response. And again, that will limit some kind of damage that might be happening. And then the other thing to say is the mucosa in the gut, it's called the mucosal barrier. Ultra-processed foods can damage that, and that would allow certain noxious bacterial factors to leak into your blood and begin to irritate your immune system. So in other words, you're damaging the gut to allow the immune system to become overactive, and that kind of hair trigger thing then can ultimately lead to inflammatory diseases, including autoimmune disease. And of course, very importantly, things like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Maybe some of that's being exacerbated through these ultra-processed food stuff chemicals irritating the gut to damage the immune system and then provoke these kinds of inflammatory reactions. So again, good evidence there now of things in the food that is irritating the immune system such that it now provokes an autoimmune type response in your own body and your own tissues begin to get attacked. And that's become a very important part of trying to understand why it is that autoimmune diseases have gone up in incidence. And by the way, there's good evidence that a disease like lupus, which is an autoimmune disease, it's doubled in the past 30 years. Is it because of ultra-processed food? It may well be a big part of it, is the idea overall as to what's going on here. And then the last little bit to talk about with regard to this is, and this is a fascinating study, it was done by Israeli scientists in the Weizmann. Again, Aaron Elianav, who I know quite well, he was one of the key people on this study. If you eat ultra-processed food, right, at a certain calorie content, so you measure the calories and you eat all this ultra-processed food, and then instead you eat a regular diet that doesn't involve ultra-processed food with the same calories. Now, you might think you would put on the same weight because, after all, calories are, you know, the amount of calories you eat can link into obesity. Guess what? If you took the calories from ultra-processed food, you put on more weight. So ultra-processed foodstuffs are promoting obesity. Now, as I've mentioned before, obesity can be really problematic. It can cause all kinds of diseases, including heart disease. It can really irritate the immune system. So maybe a lot of this is to do with obesity, that if you have a diet rich in ultra-processed foods as a key source of calories, it will make you likely to be more obese, and that in turn will have all kinds of negative fat or negative outcomes for your system. So therefore, the fat content of the food isn't just what's going on here. It's the ultra-processed food that somehow is doing this. Now, why this isn't clear. The chemicals are somehow laying down fat from the calories. Say that's one possibility. They're trying to understand why it is that the same calorie content, and you're inclined not to burn the food, I suppose, is the idea, and instead you're storing it. And there's something in the ultra-processed foods that's promoting that. We think the microbiome is fed into it as well. Because certainly the composition of the gut microbiome can limit obesity, and that's changing. So therefore, maybe that's another reason why this obesity, these features of obesity are emerging as a result of the ultra-processed food diet. So again, that's another reason why ultra-processed food will be damaging to the system. Now, what can we do about all this? Well, obviously, eat less ultra-processed food. It's a bit obvious. I mean, I remember seeing this thing in The Guardian actually saying that the best way to live is eat food that's recognisable as food. In other words, be careful what you eat and try to get as natural as possible. Now, obviously, we like a bit of salt and a bit of flavouring, don't we, you know? But the message is eat less ultra-processed food, have a balanced diet, of course. There's a big lobby to decrease the addition of these things. And the food companies are responding, by the way. They're putting less salt and sugar into food, which is great. Save us from ourselves, I suppose. So if we decrease the chemicals or whatever you want to call it in food that's been processed, that's got to be beneficial as well. And then the third thing is we'll keep doing research to try and figure out what it is about ultra-processed foods that's so harmful. Because remember, it's the lower socioeconomic groups that are inclined to go to ultra-processed because it's cheaper, especially in America. They're never going to a big store in America. The shelves are full of ultra-processed food and it's very cheap. Now, you haven't got much money, that's all you can afford, you know. So again, we have to study this and come up with ways to limit the damaging effects of these foodstuffs to help people as well, remember. So again, that's why this research is so important. And meanwhile, we're learning more about the immune system and how it can go off kilter and cause disease in various ways through these kinds of studies too. So that could apply to anybody with an autoimmune disease. We might have new insights here into what to go after therapeutically to treat those diseases. So all kinds of interesting, I guess, research consequences come out of all these studies. But in the meantime, try and do the best. I mean, a bit of what you fancy now and again is okay, I suppose. To be honest, I'm a terrible man for cream cakes myself. But try and limit it. Try and limit it is the idea. And try and eat as healthily as you possibly can. So there you have it, the science of ultra-processed foods. And thanks as ever for listening. And my podcast is a News Talk production, available for download every Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.